We're chatting this afternoon to the Drama Factory, which was established in 2017 and has become a renowned prime destination for patrons to enjoy quality entertainment across a range of genres in a very relaxed and welcoming environment. The Drama Factory showcases mainstream productions and offers a creative venue to workshop performances, provides an affordable space for artists to bring their creative juices and ideas to life in this space. It also has a fully licensed bar and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. And the owner and founder of the Drama Factory, Sue De Pavine, is going to be talking to us this afternoon, telling us all about the Drama Factory and what it's about. After that brief intro to the Drama Factory, I'm very pleased to introduce Sue De Pavine. She is a Cape Town-based film, television, and theatre actress. She's also a writer, director, and producer, and her camera work includes Honey 3, Killer Instinct, and American Monster, amongst many, many others. Sue is an accomplished voiceover actor who relishes the challenge of accent-based work, so maybe she's going to wow us on the show with a few interesting accents, but we'll see when we chat to her. Theatre performances have historically had a voice. In other words, there's always a powerful message behind them, and they include the 2019 V-Day performance of the Vagina Monologues, as well as A Woman Alone, and then, of course, Mike van Krahn's Two to Tango, amongst others. She is the owner of a theatre space in Somerset West that we chatted about earlier called the Drama Factory. And it's always great to engage with creatives because they do come with their own creative energy, which really does make the world go around. So, a warm welcome to you onto the Jet Setting with Janet show. Amazing to have someone of your stature. And such an amazing track record in the film and television and theatre space joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Janet. It is absolutely wonderful to be able to chat to you on this beautiful day. I'm very grateful to be able to share my story and that you are interested to hear it, which is super.
Always, Sue. So this is quite a track record, quite a history that you've come with. And obviously gleaned over a few years. Please tell us, where did the love for all things film, television, and theatre come from?
So, Janet, I think as a young girl, I was always regaling my family with stories and jokes and dances, and my brothers would get completely irritated with me. In those days, we didn't have television yet. So it was, reenacting what we'd heard on the radio and trying out various, voices and things. I heard you alluding to the fact that you might think I want to do a nice accent today,
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I think so. It started off quite early. And, as my passion for it grew, my parents were great about letting me, follow my dreams and looked at various places to do training and things like that. It was very new to them. My parents are from mining stock and farming stock, so they didn't know anything about the performing arts. So it's been a real journey for us as a family. The closest we got was my granny used to sing in the choir at the Eisteddfod. So
That's
I think
very different from what you do, Sue.
yeah, just a bit. So, it was a whole journey for the family. Started off just at school and then started doing training at various places. But I suppose the most significant would have been the performing arts workshop, which was in Hillbrow back in the day. And it was the first non-racial school at the time. And a really big kudos to those guys for getting it up and running. And I'm still friends with some of the people that I know from there. Sue-Ann Brown, who's a very well-known actress overseas, having played on the West End, Lisa Bobbitt, who has just won a Standard Bank Ovation Award at the National Arts
Amazing.
Festival. So yeah, those are some of my buddies from back then, and it's just been a great journey.
Amazing. Very interesting. So to run your own theater, it takes a lot of grit and a tremendous amount of love. What has that journey been like for you?
Oh, Janet, sometimes it makes me really quite emotional and weepy because I went into it pretty cold. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't have really much other than my performing background to draw on. And when you're starting to open up a theatre space, you have to make sure that it ticks a lot of boxes for a lot of people. So you have to make sure that the sound is right, the sight lines are correct, the lighting is suitable. And these were things that I didn't know. I was an actor and a teacher, and I hadn't a clue about these things. And I got a lot wrong in the early days. I had a very small space, and I tried to make it as grand as possible on a very, very tight budget. And I was very fortunate to have people like Mike von Kran come and look at the space and go, hey, this is a theatre. And that gave me a lot of encouragement, excuse me, that people like that would come and have a look at the space. We hosted Peter Dirk Ace in that tiny space. And those
Oh,
were real
phenomenal.
big milestones for me, as you know. It was my dream to be have to have a space that was friendly for everybody. We had a lot of the guys using the space from Lwandle, young theatre makers that were trying their new things, and then to have the people like Peter Dirk Ace on the same stage in the same week was just it was really a
Wars.
dream come true. I'd always wanted to have a space because Somerset West needed a space. We have a beautiful theatre here called the Playhouse, but that is a community-based theatre. They have a very different mindset, really, and memorandum to their people. So they do a lot of community theatre, and there wasn't really a space where professional theatre makers could come and bring work. So it meant audiences had to go to Cape Town. And I thought that it was a real shame because people didn't want to always be traveling, especially at night. It's not a great road. So, the kind of it had always fermented in the back of my mind. Plus, I wanted to have a space where I could create beautiful work, that I could go in at 10 o'clock in the morning and, do some work or pop in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it suited me, not when it suited anybody else. So, selfishly, it was a rehearsal space that then became a theater space.
I think it's wonderful, Sue, because you actually manage how you want that to be. You're creating a culture that you think is relevant and needed amongst the creatives in your area. But it's also a means for the community to incubate productions and ideas and for people to collaborate. Because I think that if you have a giant like Peter Dirk Ace and young people from Lwandle coming into that space, there's a transfer of and an exchange that happens with the people in the know and the people that are wanting to know. And I think that creates a beautiful synergy. And especially in the theatre space, there is so much learning that happens. And it's not just from textbooks for sure.
No, Janet, the thing is as well is that, a lot of the audience out this way don't have the means to get into Cape Town, or they wouldn't take a chance to go and see something different because, getting into town costs money and, you would have to be really sure that you wanted to see something. So some of the more fringe shows, we've just had a show now called Monica, It's Me, which is absolutely beautiful. And nobody would really, or I shouldn't say nobody, but people wouldn't generally travel into town for something like that. They would want to go and see the big musicals, the Hamlets and things like that at Maynardville. So for us, we just found that there was a real gap for different stuff. We've got in December, we've got Petrie Wessels and Carl Trichardt, who is they are stalwarts of the theatre industry. They really, have got 60 years of experience, and they're coming to do poems about Christmas, Christmas readings. So those kinds of offerings are different, very nice and new. We had a German person come and do German music and poetry. We've had one of the guys actually from Lwandle, Mava Selimkolo, he was actually up for a Fleur de Cup for a piece that he developed at the Drama Factory and took eventually to the Baxter. So we're very proud of that. We're proud to be able to offer different things and to create spaces where different audience members can come together and reach a, find a commonality in what we're watching and discuss it. We had Marion Tam, who is the one of the deputy
Love,
editors.
love, Marion.
Yeah, she is amazing. I don't need to tell you who she is, but
Yeah,
Marion has
she.
got this amazing show, and it's called oh my goodness, she's just rebranded it. It's her Reloaded show, and it's all about where we are with the new government. And that kind of thing, we needed a space to be able to just have that. And the dialogue that opened up after that was just incredible. So we really do try to cover a wide spectrum of tastes. We've got music, we've got poetry, we've got dance, we've got a show now coming up on Saturday called Birthing Nureyev, which is a Joburg-based performer, Ignatius van Heerden, and he is doing a whole beautiful show on Nureyev's defection and how he really struggled after his defection, the betrayal of his country, the betrayal of his family, and it incorporates dance and theatre. And we love to be able to host that stuff.
Well, it's interesting journeys. I just remembered what Marianne's show is called. Is it not the round of applause one?
Yes, that's correct. It's Round of Applause Reloaded. Sorry, George, I
Okay.
was focused
No. I know that
on
it
this
had been at
week,
the
not
Baxter.
next week or
So,
last week.
yes. So, a lot happening in that space, Sue. And I think an important space in that community. And you're absolutely right. Theater serves so many purposes. It creates a sense of community, it gives people an opportunity to simply relax, unwind, and time travel because it's so incredibly cathartic. It gives you an opportunity to get out of yourself, out of your own head, and be somewhere else. So that is the power of the theater. And I think that it is phenomenal that you're
Thank
doing
you.
this in the Somerset West area. It's certainly very much needed. And I'm going to connect you with a couple of theater people that I know there. And I'm not sure if
Yes,
you've been on
stunning.
Helderberg FM, but you should chat to them because they are the station for the Helderberg Basin. So I'm going to connect you with them as well, because I think that the community may needs to know that this is happening and that there's alternatives for what can be done in the space. And certainly, what a beautiful creative space. I'm looking forward to visiting you there and
Oh,
seeing
that's
what
going to be amazing.
happens. I'd love to see people at work, it's pretty phenomenal. So thank you for all that you do. I really must commend you because it is, I think that theater really is the work of angels when you're competing with the Netflix culture. That
Absolutely.
it's so easy, it's on demand. It's like the difference between a slow cook meal, a slow meal, and a drive-through burger, chicken.
Yes, you're right.
So, it's a labor of love. And it's wonderful. And I think that there will always be an audience for the theater, and certainly, a need for people to dress up and come out and have some engagement on a creative platform like yours. So thank you so much for joining us, Sue. I know you've given us some double tickets to give away. So we have five pairs of double tickets to a performance of The Listener's Choice. So please tell us what's on the bill and what's coming up and how it works and where we can find the
Okay.
update on what's happening at the theatre.
So, Janet, on that, we know that your reach is far and wide and not only based close by. So, if the tickets do go to somebody who wants to maybe make a weekend of it, we have
Great idea.
fantastic accommodation partners. It's the Views Guest House, 185 on Beach Road in Gordon's Bay, and then Majorca House. I think you've done a segment on Majorca House as well.
Yes, I have. And
So,
Majorca House, I
yeah,
have
so we partner
from
with
the
them.
street market connect.
And, if people are coming from out of town, we can highly recommend those establishments for people to book into and make a weekend of it. This weekend, we've got Birthing Nureyev, as I said, which is just beautiful. It's a dance theatre piece. It's very acclaimed. It's been up for a Naledi Award. It won the Naledi Award for choreography last year. Naledis are a huge award ceremony up in Joburg. It was started by Dawn Lindberg, Des and Dawn Lindberg, back in the day. So the Naledis comes with a lot of gravitas as well. So we're having that. And then the following week on the 7th, we've got Elsabie Zietsman and Konrad Roll. Also no need to introduce Elsabie and Konrad. They're very well known. It's her new show, Four Panados and a Chardonnay, or Vier Panados and
Love
a Chardonnay.
it.
And that's almost sold out. So if listeners do want tickets, they best get there. And that is followed by our Women's Day show, Aunt Pop, which is a lovely, lovely, light, girly kind of offering. Then the Saturday, we have a fireside, Fringe Fireside Chats, which is actually a festival based on self-publishing, the indie self-publishing fraternity. So it's various talks done by people on things like AI and copyright for the self-publishing fraternity. And that evening we finish off with the Summer of 69. So it's a real mixed bag next week, this week and next week, and going into August. You can get tickets on our website, which is www.thedramafactory.co.za. So that is our website. You can also grab us on our socials. We're on Instagram, on The Drama Factory, Facebook, The Drama Factory again. So we would love you to follow us on that. People can sign up for our newsletter, and that is also on our website. Or failing that, as you can hear, my phone is always on. So
Wonderful.
you can WhatsApp me directly. My number is 073-215-2290. I'm always on WhatsApp. I don't usually, I usually get to those pretty quickly if I can. You can email me on info@thedramafactory.co.za. So literally
Excellent,
everywhere you
Sue.
look, you will find us.
Can you repeat that number for me? 073.
Okay, it's 073-215-2290.
Excellent.
So that
Sue,
is
it's been
my.
great chatting to you, and thank you for sharing all the wonderful things that you're doing at the Drama Factory. We're going to follow you and keep updated with great interest. And it sounds like you've got a lovely, eclectic lineup coming in the month of August. Everything from celebration of women to AI publishing and beautiful fireside chats. So we're looking forward to that and wishing you and the Drama Factory all the very best over the next couple of months.
Janet, thank you so much for having me, and I've really enjoyed my time with you, and I hope that we get to have a cup of coffee together very soon at the Drama Factory. We have excellent coffee, so we'll share a coffee and a natter when you pop in to visit.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Sue. All the
Janet, thank
best.
you. All right.